Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating in an endoscopy report on patient Joseph Calamaro, date of birth 9/29/1987, date of procedure October 19, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Your referring physician is Dr. Sapana Dahal. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsy, period. Indication, diarrhea, change in bowel habits, comma, abdominal pain. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible, and add to the pre-procedure. Indication, also add blood in the stool. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. Patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated per anesthesia, service with monitor under anesthesia care, period. Digital rectal exam is normal, a well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advanced under direct revision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds, period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, subclavian colon, and the rectum, period. The TI was intubated and appeared unremarkable, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with Boston bowel prep score of 9/3-3-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was 8.5 minutes. Sorry, withdrawal time was greater than 9 minutes. Findings. Number one, diminutive sessile descending colon polyp status post cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, four, diminutive sessile sigmoid colon polyps status post cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, unremarkable TI with biopsies obtained to rule out Crohn's, sorry, delete that, with biopsies obtained for histopathology. Next line, overall unremarkable right and transverse colon biopsies were obtained to rule out any colitis or microscopic, any colitis, period. On the left side of the colon, approximately 30 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of erythema upon insertion of the colonoscope, period. These areas were biopsied for histology. With left-sided colon biopsies, period. Rectal biopsies were also obtained to rule out any underlying issue. Delete issue, right, colitis, period. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend surveillance colonoscopy in 3 to 5 years given the number of polyps that were noted, period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.